was that little point? Are we on?
Yeah.
Oh, word. What's up? Welcome back to the situation.
Welcome back to the situation.
2020 has been a wild year.
Yeah, man.
What the fuck is that about?
I don't know. There's been a lot of things that have happened in 2020. I really think that the only thing that's holding the male mental state together right now is Call of Duty Warzone.
And porn.
That, yeah.
Dude, like, what the fuck? It's been, like, since January 3rd. It's been over.
Yeah, it all
like,
started
we're in end credits right now.
Yeah, man.
Like, oh, my God. Like, what's happened about this? What's happened this year so far?
This year started with World War III.
Right. World War III.
With Korea.
Oh, Iran.
Oh, it was Iran.
Yeah, it was Iran.
I don't know, man. I just immediately went to Korea. We're just sore losers for that one. And then after Iran was the wildfires in Australia.
Yeah, the entire continent was like on fire for like a month.
Yeah, bro. Just think about that. Like, this, 2020 has just been the year of like, hey guys, we need to help everyone. Where?
Every person's going to need help right now. That's fucking crazy. Then Kobe died.
Kobe died. R.I.P. Kobe and his daughter.
R.I.P. Kobe and his daughter and everyone else on that flight.
Absolutely.
Which was just fucking earth shattering.
It really was, dude. To wake up, I feel like we were both separately napping that day. Like, at that same time.
No, I was at work.
Oh, you were working. I was napping. Which is weird because I never nap. So, I think the omen is this, that I'm not allowed to nap.
Yes, that's what I would take away from that.
That is exactly.
That's why 2020's fucked up, people. Tom keeps taking his fucking naps.
I took one nap. And Kobe died.
You've only taken one nap this entire year?
Yeah.
I guarantee that's not true.
I don't nap, dude.
I would say you roughly have napped 8 times this year because that's how many cataclysmic events have happened.
So true. What was after Kobe passed? That wasn't COVID, was it? Did COVID start that early?
I think Kobe died and then the Australian wildfires. Or was that happening at the same time? I have no idea, dude. This year, I completely forgot those events even, like, happened in the midst of all this, like, COVID shit. You know what I mean?
Man.
I feel like this has been the entire year. Like, I forgot everything else.
I agree, man. I agree. Because it was funny. I was talking to my coworker about this because she decided to take the entire month of April off. As if people are not in essential businesses, you guys should be staying home.
Yeah.
But my company, the essential business that it is, we had to return to work. So there's been a lot of people that have just not returned to work. They're just like, I'm going to stay home until I don't get paid anymore. So I went to her, I'm like, she's like, yeah, April really flew by. And I was thinking about that. I'm like, yeah, I feel like April really did fly by that. But then I remember like the entire month of April was like 2 years. Like it was not quick.
Yeah, time is definitely passing slowly.
Time has become so flawed.
Explain that one. I want to know how time broke.
Coronavirus. That's how time broke, dude. No. Are you serious? So you're telling me that people that watch Netflix for 10 hours every day between their 3 walks back and forth to the food mart have a general good sense of time? If they've been doing that constantly for, what is it? We're going on 2 months now.
I would say I have a pretty good concept of time because I feel attacked in your description of the person.
Mitch, I think I asked you what time it was yesterday and you said Wednesday.
That definitely did not happen.
And it was Thursday.
That definitely did not happen. You did not ask me the time and I responded with a day. That did not happen.
Pretty sure it did.
What time is it? Pancake.
Kangaroos, dude.
A kangaroo? What?
Oh.
Oh, man.
I feel like that's what people like just like stalk to Instagram. Like, they post pictures at certain times of day when those pictures were taken. Like, when girls are like, take me back to the beach, it's like 1 p.m. But when they're like, missing AC, it's clearly dark out. And so it is in the day. So I feel like a lot of people have been using social media almost as a social clock that they're always on.
What?
Let me get resituated here, bro.
What? So you're telling me people post pictures in the same time slots that the pictures were originally taken, and therefore scrolling through Instagram can tell you what time it is?
Yes.
No, absolutely not. Absolutely not. I want to know. I want to see a written thesis. I want to see numbers. I want to see a case study done, because that is ridiculous.
Gladly. This has only been since COVID really hit, so about a month ago. They really started frequenting
them. I don't know, man. That's pretty crazy. Even with, like, I feel Snapchat like you members, saw one person do that.
Absolutely not, man.
That's crazy.
Most of them are girls, because I feel like they use social media more, so they...
Yeah, but is that... I don't know if it really becomes a time stamp. Like, I don't know if people, because you don't, you can go so far back in IG. Yeah. Like, you won't know what time. So
no, but I'm saying like a live feed. Like a live feed.
I think the reason they do that is because, let's say it's like a sunny day or something and they're locked in their homes, but the sun makes them remember that one great day at the beach. So it triggers a memory. And then that's what prompts the post instead of, it is 1 p.m. Post the 1 p.m. picture.
No, but if we're going that way.
I don't know what way we're going, dude. This is such a weird topic.
No, but it's just something I've been noticing in passing. Because as much as Instagram is now like and like they have that whole like SEO system set up within Instagram that gives you the most appealing posts for your likeness in your feed. But realistically, it's still like a time-fed algorithm. So when you're looking at this, like the pictures posted at that time, whether it's sunny, dark out, or like dark out, will reflect with the pictures that these people are posting. You know? Yes. It might not have to be like midnight, but it could be like 8 p.m., the sunset, it's dark out, people are looking out their window, and they're like, I just miss going out at AC.
Right.
In a time like that, and then they'll look back to a picture of AC.
Oh, okay, I get you. Yeah, that's what I said.
Because, really, yeah.
With the memory.
I think we said the same, that we do this a lot.
Yeah, you just
for
said,
people listening.
You just said, you. Yeah, but what I understood.
1 second, Mark is FaceTiming me.
Yo, what's up, Mark?
What's up?
Call Duty, bro.
We're doing the podcast,
Mark.
Oh, word. My bad.
No, say hi to the podcast, Mark.
Oh, hello, podcast. How's
all right. Going? All right. We'll talk to you later.
All right, bye.
Because what I had an understanding of, like, the way you said things was that people were using the Instagram feed instead, like, as a clock.
But I'm saying that you can now. By seeing, like, you don't even need to look outside. You know what kind of day it is by you going on Instagram and someone posting a sunny picture. And, you know, it's sunny out right now. It is daytime.
I don't know, man. I'd have to see numbers. Because it depends on who you follow. Like, in order for that.
White people?
Yeah, but, like, in order for that to work, you would have to follow the same people in the same geographical area.
Which is right? What I... We do.
No, man. I follow people in California.
No, I'm not saying you don't, but I'm saying the majority of your following base. Do you follow a lot of, like, people you know or a lot of, like, famous people?
I would say, like, half and half. Not, like, famous people. Just people who's, like, content I enjoy. Like, creators, artists, stuff like that.
But I'm saying, like...
People who know quotes. I follow a lot of philosophy pages.
No, but I'm talking more as a personal scrapbooking... Instagram, like your normal everyday guy
right.
or girl would
no,
use.
I'm not saying
like
you're
saying
wrong.
Like a blog page
right.
or like things like that.
I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm saying I don't think it's reflected in the timeline, in the IG page feed because of all those different factors.
Hmm.
That's what I'm saying. Anyway,
yeah, we definitely have
that's
to
such
look
a
at this
weird
before.
Segue. I wanted to discuss what we think June's going to bring us.
Sharknado.
What do you think is going to happen in June? Fucking Sharknado's coming, man. Sharknado? I mean, there's already a fucking volcano eruption this year. Maybe the Lavalanchulas are coming to get us.
Lavalanchulas.
The Lavalanchulas.
Have you heard of
The Lavalanchulas, same franchise as Sharknado.
Are they?
Come on, man. Get up to date. They did a cross.
What?
They did a cross.
With the tire from Rubber?
What?
You never saw Rubber? Rubber was in a story about this serial killer soul that was trapped inside of a tire. And the tire just went around killing people.
That's amazing.
It's the worst movie.
It's amazing.
Ever made.
I want this. It's like Tusk. Tusk.
Which Tusk?
By Kevin Smith.
Is that the one with
the kid from Accepted?
Justin Long.
Justin Long and the kid from The Sixth Sense. He was in it too.
Haley Joel Osment?
Yeah, he was in it.
Was he fat?
Yeah.
Oh, dude. R.I.P. that man's career.
Yeah.
He's just been a chubby, fat,
Wait,
like happy
see
dude.
Tusk?
I did not see Tusk.
Dude, so it's like Human Centipede.
I saw the lobster.
No. Tusk is like the Human Centipede concept.
That's disgusting.
Like you get kidnapped and then like surgically transformed for weird things.
Yeah.
But he turns his people into walruses that he then relives because a walrus saved him when he was in like World War II. But then due to starvation, he had to kill his walrus best friend.
So he
killed and then
people.
Thus he recreates this and resimulates the battle. And then he goes, therefore, now I have to kill you. So he surgically alters people to be walruses. And I mean like fucking walruses. And it's ridiculous. And then he's like, fight me to the death now. It's fucking awesome, dude.
That's insane.
It's the most ridiculous movie, bro. But like but it's really scary in the middle chunks. Like when you see the slow surgical progressions, that's when it's like, whoa, what the fuck? And then you see the walrus end product and you're like, fuck you, dude.
Does it look like a real walrus?
Yeah, dude, it's ridiculous. Like, I mean, he's a fucking full-sized walrus, but with the face of Justin Long.
That's awful.
It's fucking so funny.
Oh my god, I can't believe they made that into a movie, bro.
Dude, it's so funny, bro. But yeah, man, what, we got
dude,
Murder Hornets?
Yeah, but dude, June's just gonna bring Tusk.
June's gonna bring Tusk. We're gonna see a bunch of surgically altered people that look like walruses rampaging.
That's exactly what we're gonna see.
Fuck, that's June.
That's June.
That's June. What's July bringing
because
us?
Because we're just all gonna be fat. People that have not been taken care of
ourselves.
Rampage.
Dude, imagine if these are just pre-plagues to the zombie plague and we're all just like pre-fucking ourselves.
Yeah, dude.
Like,
no
what if
zombies,
it's on cue?
No vampires, no werewolves, none
what
of
if,
that cool stuff yet.
What if the zombie plague is on cue or like the Civil War is on cue, but before that we have this quarantine and we all end up just getting like really fat and smoking a lot and like getting way out of shape and just kind of like not in touch with the world around us, and then we get hit with it.
Then it's The Handmaid's Tale.
Dude, fuck that. That show is crazy, dude.
It is crazy, man. Because it's so, you were right when you said it. It's just so completely believable that could happen.
Yeah, like, I can see people doing that.
Absolutely.
That's what makes it the scariest show on TV, in my opinion.
I agree. I agree.
You know what I mean? I don't think it's over-exaggerated. I don't think it's, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
I don't think
yeah.
it's really Hollywooded. I think, like, everything that is going on in Handmaid's Tale, people are fully capable of. That's the scariest part.
Yeah, there's no, like, this will never happen. You're like, this can probably will happen.
Yeah, this can definitely happen. This is a possibility.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
It's terrifying. But yeah, man, this year is just taking us on such a roller coaster of everything. Just want to give a quick shout out to everyone that has been working. The frontline workers.
Essential workers.
First frontline, you know, the doctors, the nurses, I don't know, what else they throw in there. I think like a grocery guy deliverer is now that. Whatever. You're just as important as a nurse. Grocery deliver guy.
But
is that we're really doing that right now?
What?
That's what you're doing? You're what? Writing off essential workers right now on the podcast?
No, no, just the.
You're like, well, whatever, fucking. Apparently, you're needed.
No, no,
like,
no, what nurses, is that so? No, what doctors, doctors and nurses are 100% needed.
No, but you're like fucking everyone fucking suck a dick. What's that about, dude? That's not cool, man.
You sound like,
yo, listen, hell no, I absolutely not. If you are an essential worker, thank you. This shit sucks.
You're welcome.
You know what I mean? Yeah, I don't care, dude. No, our thank yous mean nothing. I mean, you should be paid a lot more.
We should, but, yeah.
I mean, like, me thank you doesn't do anything, but, you know, yeah, the guy delivering food, he delivers us food, Tom, a lot.
It's true.
And it's amazing. So, yes, that guy's important, too.
That was delicious barbecue, though.
That was good. That's what I mean. If you're out there working right now, you know, props. Just respect. And sorry. I don't know. I wish I could just, like, go and do it. Like, I wish it was, like, a volunteer basis thing. You know what I mean? I wish it was more like, oh, God, no, I can't say that.
Yeah, see?
This is why I hate the podcast, because people can hear it. but more like...
You wish it was a physical threat so you
could
go out there and actually defeat it.
Yeah, like I wish it was... Well, not so much I wish it was a physical threat, but I wish it could be handled in the same way as a physical threat.
Yes.
Like we need bodies on, like getting deliveries. And I'd be like, I'm doing it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But it's not like that. Yeah, that was a tough one to work out.
Yeah. I knew where you wanted to go.
Yeah.
But I was also thinking about not putting my foot in my mouth.
Yeah.
Again.
I'm bad. Dude, man, the podcast is like risque, dude. I always feel like every time we publish it, I'm like, fuck, did I say anything stupid that can be like twisted and I can get attacked for? Like every podcast, man, I get post-podcast anxiety. Like, I do to, like, a heavy level.
I realize that.
Yeah, dude. Because every time, you know, we'll post it laughing about how funny it is, and then I start asking Tom, like, did I sound stupid? Did I say anything stupid? What did I feel like I came off this way. Like, I get podcast anxiety, man. Just because it's such, it's so easy to, you know, offend somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Not that, like, oh, you're just so, you know, whatever. It's not, that's not the case. It's just, it's so fucking easy to do.
Yeah, dude. And we talk about pretty in-depth concepts on this podcast. You know, we talk about dreams. We talk about, like, intellectual properties and things like that. As well as we talk about, like, normal everyday stuff. But when you get into those, like, very controversial topics and those very, like, touchy topics... You know, most of the time, the people that shouldn't be talking about them are us. But we're also just trying to work through a logical way of talking about it. Because a lot of what we say is
What? Yeah. Well, no, I mean, I don't want to turn it... I don't think we have anything to apologize for.
We don't have anything to apologize for because, you know, we're not saying anything bad.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I get you.
Yeah, we're second guessing ourselves, but you know, we haven't got any complaints yet from our four listeners.
Yeah, that's like but it's just like it's really crazy, man, because it's funny, you know, Dreese said that to us the other day. He's like, "Yo, if you guys just like stop filtering yourselves, the podcast would be like fucking hilarious."
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm like, "Yeah, but like I have to censor myself, not that I'm saying anything racist or anything."
No,
it's
no,
just...
no. But our vocabulary is a lot more vulgar in a very, very comfortable situation, you know?
Yeah, it's just, it's weird. I feel like I'm on thin ice with the podcast because anyone can see it. All my other accounts are private. Like,
yeah,
I know who looks at it. I know I could wild out, but... So that's why I think I get, like, the anxiety about it.
Yeah. Because it's very hard to just know, like, we try our best to be respectful citizens. And with that comes, like, the obligation to always be current with
how to be a good person. So we're constantly, like, updating ourselves. And it's hard because you don't know what's coming next. And by the time we say this, we shouldn't have said it.
Right.
You know, but I, you know, if we say anything wrong, let us know. We're happy to talk about it. We're happy to learn.
Yeah, and it's just, like, it's really weird, too, because you take into effect, like, how much, like, shit just gets skewed. You know what I mean? In, like, the story can just be rewritten. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, it's actually a pretty crazy thing. So, I, now it's like, fuck, that's like putting in perspective people who do news and, like, journalism and people who put themselves out there as, like, a social media presence. You know what I mean? Like, this is to put yourself out there like that.
Yeah,
that's crazy, dude. Like, I get anxiety over 5 listeners on a podcast. You know what I mean? And they have millions of views.
Yeah, man.
And they just go, like, that shit that happened with the, oh, what's her name from High School Musical?
Which one?
Vanessa Hudgens.
Yeah.
And she was like, yeah, COVID's not a big deal. People die. Or something like that. And then she got, like, crucified.
Yeah, dude.
You know what I mean? She was just on, like, Instagram. Like, just like, hey, yeah, world's, like, crazy. People are gonna die. You know, is what it is. And they're like, fucking die. Like, it's a crazy world, man.
Well, yeah,
it's a
dude.
Crazy world. I feel like the internet world is even it's crazier than the real world.
Absolutely, man. Even look at that that girl that we went to college with. She said some things on social media that she shouldn't have said, and it wound up getting, if you know, you know. I'm not gonna
we're not gonna
let it die. For the actual basis of this. Yeah, she said some things on social media she shouldn't have said. And then I don't know how many friends or followers or whatever you have on social media, but I can't imagine it's more than like 1,500 people at max.
These are weird details.
But I'm just saying, like, she got Charlemagne the God's Donkey of the Day.
Yeah.
So, like, 1,500 people... You slip up in front of that small of a quantity.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I get you. Yeah, viral, bro. Viral is a weapon now, bro. Viral is a weapon.
Because it's not for good anymore.
It's like mob mentality at all times on the internet.
And it's, like I said, it's not good anymore. Going viral used to be so cool because it'd be like a good thing happening. But now even the people that go viral now are just not good people. The most popular people right now are serial killers. You're looking it up. You're looking about people on, like, true crime documentaries. You want to know who Jack the Ripper is again after 400 years of not knowing him. You want to watch the Ted Bundy tapes. You want to watch the Aaron Hernandez documentary. The Unabomber has a new documentary. Like, people are interested in the worst people. And so all this viral stuff is just going so badly. Because we are so infatuated with outlandish thoughts. Things that we can't even, like, really think of ourselves. Be like, oh, yeah, let me go kill all these animals. All right, let me go kill all these people. Like, you might think it sometimes, but you would never have... You would have the reason behind you not to do it.
Okay. I didn't really follow how we got from the start of that to the end of that.
It's okay, bro. Just call me the Star Wars franchise.
Like, I was like, fuck.
Started all right, went back to a pretty bad beginning, and then you don't really know where it ended.
Yeah,
Thanks, J.J. Abrams, for screwing that one up.
Oh, God, Star Wars is awful. But yeah, no, we definitely follow or are interested in the worst people. I think it's like a superiority kind of thing or a relatability kind of thing. Like, my mom used to watch, you know, Real Housewives of New Jersey. But it's because she, like, grew up around the area they were shooting the camera in. So here she is like, oh, this is famous. I know that place. I was there. Stuff like that. You know what I mean? So I guess there's different motives for
like,
it. But
reality TV could be like, oh, I remember when I had a similar experience to what they're going through.
Yeah. But yeah, dude, those like Big Brothers and Jersey Shores and shit, like, get fucked. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like,
people love those shows.
That's what I mean, dude. It's kind of gross. It's kind of gross.
I just don't understand the appeal.
What's there? Well, it's just so related. They're so stupid. It makes me feel so much better about myself. I'm like, you're paying them. Like, yeah. You're giving them all of their money and power. Because them acting stupid makes you feel slightly better about yourself. What the fuck?
The idiots are the richest?
Yeah, dude. Like, how crazy is that? Like, that's what I hear all the time when I talk to you about reality TV. I'm like, how can you watch that shit?
Yeah.
They're like, it makes me feel better. Like, they're so stupid. I'm like, you're stupid. You're paying them for that. Yeah. You're creating the demand for those people.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. Oh, my God. That's what's going to bring in June. They're going to have a COVID reality show.
They are. Because I'm
that's it. That's
no, the, dude. World I'm is over. Dude, it's happening.
Once they turn this into a reality TV
show. No, they are. Fuck. It's real. I'm signed up for like this casting agency. It was a weird time in my early 20s, Mitch.
Okay.
I thought I could make a few bucks acting. That's sad that I could say it was in my early 20s.
Oh, shit. Oh, hop off, bro.
Dude, I'm
say your story.
So, I get like these listings and everything that pop up, but I can't like apply for any of them unless I like sign up for the program, and I'm not doing that. But it's like looking for male or female, 18 or 21 to 30, any ethnicity, comfortable in their home. You are being hired for a reality TV show to go on virtual blind dates with other people.
There it is. There it is.
So I would say fall prime time.
I knew they'd make it a reality TV show. That is just how fucking disgusting people are. That's crazy.
Absolutely.
That's insane, dude. Yo. There could be a fucking genocide going on in this country and they would make a reality TV show out of it. They would turn it into a game show to see whether the village was murdered or not. And people here would eat that shit up.
Yeah.
Yo, America, I hate you so much. I don't know if it's an American thing, though. I think that might just be people.
I don't know, China has some weird ass game shows.
Dude, Japan game shows are fucking crazy. Like, what the fuck?
I don't understand what, like. It's so weird. It's so weird. Like, you know, in America, we had the $1,000 pyramid, which was, oh, this is weird because, you know, you don't know what you're seeing and blah, 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 blah. You had Family Feud where you had to come up with witty things. And then you had Jeopardy where you just answered really good questions. Then you go to Japan and they have a show about is it chocolate or is it not? And there are random objects. And when I say random objects, I mean a wooden chair, a shoe, a table, like other weird things, like a mop. And they're like, is it chocolate? And the guy has to be like, yes or no. And then he bites it. I saw a man take a bite out of a shoe and it was pure milk chocolate. And I was so confused.
Oh, shit. All right, we got to take do the break thing.
All right, we'll be back after I find the bleep noise again.
Bleep.
Bleep. Bleep. Oh, man.
You're just going to let that run out.
Huh? I don't know. There's only 30 seconds.
20.
Yeah.
to your mother.
Hey guys, it's Tom from The Zituation, just here to tell you about the platform we're actually using to get this podcast out. It is called Anchor. It's creation tools that allow us to record and edit the podcast right from my phone, actually. And it actually distributes the podcast for us, so I have to do very little work for this. You make money with the podcast, which is what I'm currently trying to do. And it's everything you need to make in a podcast in one place. That was the last bullet point I just read. Anyway, download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Get the Anchor app. What effect did we put in?
What do you mean, what effect did we put
in? What effect did you choose?
The bleep.
Oh, the bleep? It wasn't the electronic diarrhea
That's
one?
That's going into the ad. Nice. And the I have to put the bleep in. I didn't put the bleep in yet.
You have to put the bleep in.
Obviously, dude. The bleep is the bleep.
Beep.
It's the only consistent thing about this show, besides the name.
It's true. It's true.
We have shifted formats every episode. We're like Beck, if Beck made a podcast.
Oh, God.
He's like, country? Rock. Metal. Let's go folk this time. And then he comes out with like an electronica album. And you're like, who is this man? Who lets him make music?
Yeah, dude.
He's won 4 Grammys? For best rock album? And none of them have been rock albums. Ain't that something?
And none of them have been rock albums.
The greatest thing Beck ever did was make the soundtrack for Scott Pilgrim vs. the World. And even that, the best song on the soundtrack was a Rolling Stones song. And the other 11 tracks were Beck songs. And then I think he did a tour with Cage the Elephant.
Yeah, that sounds about right. Oh, yeah, I think my brother saw him. Like,
your,
that show.
Your brother would see that. I think they had that weird, like...
They had it in, like, a field of a brewery. Mm. Yeah, dude. It's, like,
That sounds, like, very Beck / Cage the Elephant-esque. Yeah. / your brother, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. Yeah, man.
I don't know why I didn't put that together, that your brother would really like Cage the Elephant.
Yeah, I don't know why either.
Yeah, I never thought about it. I was never like, you know who would really like Cage the Elephant? Mitch's brother. You know?
That's fair. I have no idea what to talk about right now.
I'm just... So we have my Xbox on while we're filming this, recording this, whatever you want to call it. And one of my buddies just logged on, and his avatar is a tattooed...
Danny DeVito.
Do you know they want to bring Danny DeVito back to play the guy in Hercules?
Yeah, dude. That looks amazing.
I don't know, man. I think Disney just needs to stop. They're hemorrhaging money.
Good, man. Oh, no. Disney would so be bailed out.
Kill the rat, dude. Considering they own, like, everything.
Yeah.
Ain't that crazy? People that just own everything. I want to know how someone, like, buys as many things as these companies do. You know? Because you can watch the markets, but there's no way to be like, I'm going to invest all my money and mattresses, and then somehow mattresses become like the next big thing. Like, there's some weird autistic quality to that.
Yeah, you're not wrong.
You know what I mean? Like, it was like Christian Bale's kind of like the character in The Big Short.
Yeah, dude, that's such a good movie.
Amazing.
I want to move away from this like serious hard topic, though.
What's the hard topic?
The economy collapsing.
Well, the only thing they need to know is that it is. Get over it.
Here's what you need to know. The economy, fucked. Long time, make yourself comfortable.
Yeah, man. If you own things, you won't.
Oh, fuck. Oh, God. We should have been buying gold this whole time.
You think Elon Musk was like, I'm selling all my 7 houses for no reason? This man's like, housing's going to collapse soon. Got to get rid of these things.
Did he really sell those houses?
Yeah, man. He's like, I will own no... He's like, I will have no possessions. And then he named his kid X-Archangel 12.
Is that real?
Mm-hmm.
Fuck.
Because it's X space and that A-E thing that's in that Latin, but I think it's Swedish language. And it stands for... And it's pronounced Ash. And then the A... The A-12 is the Lockheed Archangel 12 fighter jet, or rocket jet. So, X, Ash, Archangel 12.
Musk. So stupid.
Do you know Elon Musk is actually short for elongated muskrat? Dude,
man.
Space is crazy, dude. We're supposed to go to the moon.
Dude, like that's fucking black holes coming.
Eh. It'll just implode. On its
July. July.
July is the black hole.
July or August, black hole. We have to, dude, aliens. They're like UFOs. And we're like, we don't care. Like,
yeah, man. That's crazy. Because Tom DeLonge put so much work into that.
They're like, yeah, sure, here.
Yeah, dude.
They're aliens. And we're like, we don't fucking care.
Dude, we're all dying.
Like, do you see everything else? We've known about this. We knew the whole time. Fuck off.
Yeah.
Like, we all knew. We all knew about aliens. Fuck you. I don't know what you want from me.
Yeah, man. You know what weirds me out when you meet someone that doesn't believe in aliens?
Yeah,
like,
dude.
And they're like, not even a little? Like, not even a little,
like,
man?
Not even, like, kind of? Like, they don't have to be more intelligent than us, but there's definitely other life.
Absolutely.
There has to be.
Yeah, man. I was talking to a very, like, elderly, religious couple one night at a bar. When I say elderly, I mean like 80.
You say the other night?
No, not the other night. It's quarantine, man.
I was when was this?
No, this was a couple years back.
Okay.
This is when I was writing Trials 2, actually. I did a lot of pub crawls.
Shameless plug.
Of course, buy my books, dude. And buy my art.
So your story.
About the elderly religious couple at the bar.
Yes.
What was the eye roll for, bro?
Because what the fuck are you talking about, bro?
I forget.
You're like, elderly couple. And then you did a tangent about your book.
Oh. So they do not believe in aliens.
Perfect.
And I asked them why. And they're like, well, God. I'm like, God's an alien. Before she finished,
God,
this woman, and I felt so bad because I was raised religious, and I still am. But like, I couldn't. Like, I was in such a weird place. And I think I was on like my fifth coffee with Jameson in it at like the Jefferson Diner, and this couple was just like, "Sonny, come talk to us." So I started chatting with them, and yeah, dude, we just got on the topic of aliens. She's like, "Yeah, well." God, you know, God came down. I'm like, exactly. He's an alien. And they're like, no, but what? The angels are spiritual bodies. I'm like, aliens. And she's like, no, but like, God sent Jesus. I'm like, aliens. Like, and they're like, how'd he get out of the tomb? Aliens. He's an alien.
Say it with me. Aliens.
And then she's like, he's not an alien. I'm like, all right. So if you want to break it down, the actual definition of an alien is someone that's outside of our area. We use that for immigrants, but realistically, an Earth bound alien is someone that's not from Earth, which is God. God is an alien.
God, let me break this down for you.
Like, I'm not trying to mess with you, lady. It's a fact. I don't care who you believe in. God's an alien.
I'm not saying he's the little green men in the movies. I'm saying he's an alien.
Absolutely.
By definition.
No. Yeah. What? Yep. God's an alien.
Oh, man. I would have, like, shuffled her fucking placemat out of anger. Like, fuck you. alien. Just, like, move it. You know, just an inconvenience.
So, long story short, they cut me off, and I wasn't allowed to drink anymore that night, and they left immediately. They're like, we need to get out of here. And they're like, make sure he doesn't drink anymore. I'm like, God's an alien.
God's an alien.
Oh, man. I wrote like a quarter of my book that night. That was a great night for me.
It was a great night.
That's awesome.
God's an alien.
God's an alien.
Oh my god. Yeah, man.
Yeah, man, dude. I don't even know what to talk about. It's so weird. Pressure.
Because there's nothing new.
There's nothing new.
There's nothing new.
Nothing is good.
Snowstorm.
Fucking snowstorm in May. I swear to fucking God. If we get snow here in New Jersey.
Oh, no. We're only supposed to get, like, rain. I think they said... God, who cares about the weather?
If we get fucking snow in New Jersey in May, I'm...
What are you going to do, Mitch?
Jumping off a bridge, bro.
They'll chalk it up to COVID.
Yo, I'll be a martyr, bro.
You always wanted to be.
That's so sad.
Yeah, you always wanted to be.
What? I wanted to be a philosophy professor.
Yeah, same thing.
Or like a veterinarian.
No, a veterinarian's not a martyr.
No,
veterinarians they're dope, are awesome.
Veterinarians are dope.
They are.
I wish I went that route sometimes.
Could have been. You could still be a vet tech.
What is that?
It's like a vet assistant.
That sounds awful.
It's like 6 months of like online courses. And then you work in a veterinary office.
Hmm. And then I guess you just go to school to like...
Yeah, they'll pay for you to be a vet.
That's pretty prime.
And then you'll be a vet, dude. You can be a vet now.
What was the fucking plan I gave you before?
Oh, yes! How to make Thom go viral via my music.
Cracked the code.
We did it, guys.
Thom getting famous.
You heard it here first, how I am going to skyrocket into infamy.
Thom was asking me, he told me a couple lines from the song he's working on. He's like, I wonder what I should name it. Now, if you listen to Thom's music, you know, like, he can rap and he raps like hard. And I was like, you should name it, because my first suggestion wasn't artsy enough for you, good
oh,
sir.
Oh, yeah. I said, oh, yeah, you called it In Charge.
Yeah, and I called it like, In Charge. No. Like, no, and I'm like, oh, sorry, Mr. Hoity Toity. I'm an artist. I'm a writer. Buy my books.
Please.
The name is Thom Greybrow. Fuck you, dude. Fuck you, dude. Get hit by a bus. So.
All right, little TJ. It's a song from a little TJ song.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So I said, you should name your song. What was it? Requiem for a Midsummer Night's Dream. And Thom was like, absolutely not. And I was like, think about it, bro. Because you're going to get all those like folk fans and like hipsters, like everybody that lives in Brooklyn right now.
Yeah, all the rich kids.
All the rich kids who think being poor is cool. Like, they're going to see that song title.
Yeah, and because like, we're this poor, is so, they're going to think we're cool.
They're so pompous. Like, absolutely. They are so obscurely unnecessary. That's amazing. This has to be my kind of jam because I live for the irony of things.
Yes.
Right? Like, those kind of people. So they would all, like, oh, Requiem for a Midsummer Night's Dream. This is going to be crazy. And then it turns on to Thom just rapping hard, right? So, no, he doesn't make it with the folk and hipster people. But what they do is they all talk about how awful he is and how it's actually disgusting rap. And then everyone that hears those assholes over talking about how much they hate him, they're going to look into him because everyone loves pissing off those hipster and folk people. And then, boom, Thom gets discovered. There you go.
Yeah.
The gateway to fame is through acquiring hate from hipsters.
Absolutely.
You could do that.
Because now if you don't like Drake, people are like, oh, you like underground stuff?
Yeah.
Like, oh, you're one of those guys? Like, you don't like mainstream? Like, you're a loser. So all you have to do is like, yeah, dude, because it's so cool to like listen to Drake. Even if you don't like Drake, you're like, oh, yeah, listen. Like, if you don't listen to Drake, people are like, why don't you?
Yeah.
And that's weird because Drake sucks. So, like, it doesn't matter if I'm good. I just need the hipsters to hate me.
Yeah.
All right. So, if any of you guys know how to make memes, just make memes of my songs. And I'll pay you with my friendship. And then when we get famous, we'll stop talking to each other. Because that's what happens. We had that conversation about, like...
Yeah, how crazy is that? I don't think I'd ever want that much money.
Yeah, dude, I joke about, like, I say it all the time, but, like, if that ever landed on my doorstep, dude, I think I would just be like, I have some good friends, like, you know, I don't want to ruin that.
Yeah, man, like, I feel like once you hit a certain mark with money, you just stop believing why people are around you.
Yeah.
You know, like, you just don't know.
Yeah, because even if they were your friends before, they'll be like, all right, I've been with him for I've been his boy for a minute. Like, he's gonna pay me. Like, you know, like, I'm his right hand, like, his best friend. Like, he's definitely gonna throw me mad money. And even if the best friend's not thinking about that, the famous guy is thinking that the best friend is thinking that.
Well, no, dude, it's like what you said. If you're like, oh, I would get famous and I need my squad with me.
Yeah.
Right? You said you wanted me, Mark, and Joe, and you're like, well, I want my squad with me. Yeah, and I'm like, well, if you want us, like, if you're in that position and you want to keep your friends, you have to pay them. Like, you have to pay for their rent and pay for they have no income because you wanted them to, like, be your squad.
Yeah. So you know they're what I just mean? Like your employees.
They're like your employees, which is where it gets muddled, I think, a lot.
I think that's a very big
deal. You know what I mean? Because it's like, if, like, you wanted me here so bad. You said you were going to pay for me. I don't work for you. Like, I kind of do. And then that turns into, hey, bro, we're doing this. And I don't want to do that. Fucking yes, we are, because you work for me. You know what I mean?
And exactly. Then like, we're going to this club. And you're like, oh, no, like, I just want to stay in and read and be like, no, you have to come to the club.
Yeah, like, you have to be my friend. We have to have a good time.
Yeah, dude. I think that's a big problem. Because that's, like, I was thinking about that, and that's why, like, if I ever did get famous, I would have to have a company. I would have to start a company that would encompass the people that are around me. Because, like, I talk to you all the time about your artistry, about, like, your drawing and everything. I talk to Mark a lot of time about his, like, computing and everything. And if I ever got famous, I would only feel like I achieved anything when I get to the point that I could have a company that, even though, like, I might start, like, you would be the head of, like, the arts or, like, something like that.
What? No.
Like, no, but, like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't want to. That
sounds awful, dude. No. I don't know. If, like, Daddy, what do you do? I'm head of the arts.
No, but, like, what I'm saying is that if anyone gets famous, or if me personally, if I would get famous, I don't think that money would keep my friends around. Like, if I got famous and I'm like, Mitch, come move to LA with me, Mark, Joe, getting the whole squad, and we're going to live in this mansion that I just bought, and I'm going to be a rock star, you guys are going to be my squad. I would not like to do that to my friends. I would want my friends to feel like they achieved something too, and I want them to be great. So I would help them be great, not just have them be accessories. You know what I mean? I would want to help my friends fulfill their dreams rather than them be an accessory to my dream.
You're such a sweet guy, bud.
You know what I mean?
He's such a teddy bear. Yeah. Good for you.
Like,
I would just want to help you achieve your dreams.
Like, dude, it's like, just, dude, I don't know.
You're like a PBS special, man.
I don't know, man. It was just the way I was raised. That was adorable. It was the way I was raised. You heard it here
first, folks. That was adorable.
Like, it just upsets me, dude. It just upsets me. Because, like, I see all these dudes that, like, get famous and, like, dropped out, like, threw away my friends, and I'm like, I could do that too. I can get rid of people that I've had around for a long time. No sweat. But the people I keep around me, are the people I want to see achieve because I see how great of people they could be and I want them to fulfill everything they can. And it's my job as a friend to my friends to make sure they're as happy as they possibly could be.
That's adorable. And I thought when you were saying, like, it's my job as, and I in my head I was like, hypothetical rock star.
That too.
And it's my job as the hypothetical famous rock star of the group to make sure that every single one of you see out your dreams. That's in, I was like, once you said my job as it, I was like,
it's a Thom Pull quote right there. When I am my job as hypothetical rock star. It's like my life is a teenage robot, dude. That's gonna that's gonna be the title of the podcast.
My life is a teenage robot.
No, my job is a hypothetical rock star. Oh my god! But yeah, dude,
if you could be anywhere else right now, where would you be?
Probably here. I don't know. I really enjoy living in the moment.
That was that really?
What?
That was awful.
Where do you want me to go? Chile? You want me to go to the tip of Chile and hang out
with penguins? We're fucking quarantined. We're fucking quarantined doing podcasts here. And I'm thinking, hey, this will be some delightful banter. Hey, where would you, if you could be anywhere, except locked in your fucking house right now, where would you be? Probably here. Fucking, that's what you give me. Fuck you.
Nah, dude.
Fuck you.
At this time of year, if we weren't in quarantine, I'd probably be up in Maine. Probably checking out Maine.
That's not the question. Where might you have been? If you could have one place right now, you could just be. Except,
definitely the Fiji Islands.
Okay. Fuck, dude. That'd be great. I have to, like, beat it out of you with a club. That's crazy.
You know. I don't know. I don't even know.
Probably here. I wanted to hit you. I was like, are you fucking serious? Fiji Islands, huh?
Yeah, man.
Never been.
Neither have I. They're incredibly expensive.
It looks nice, though.
I don't know. My mom always used to tell me that was the most expensive place to go, but I think there's a lot more places that are more expensive to go than Fiji.
Yeah.
But I always just had the vision in my head of, like, you know what would be the ultimate island getaway, dude?
Fiji.
Fiji. It's Fiji, dude. It's probably not even that nice of a beach. I don't know. I've never been there. I drink the water. That's cool when I want to splurge and make myself feel like I'm richer than I am.
Could you imagine if, like, Fiji just doesn't, like, it's just a shithole? What if they, like, keep it secret? Dude. Like, they China it.
Yeah, dude, they China just, like, Fiji.
Yo.
What if Fiji is
so fucking lit?
Dude, what if Fiji doesn't exist?
It definitely exists.
Are you sure? Who's been there?
People. I would imagine. Like, people have to go somewhere to name it.
Yeah, but if you have, like, just imagine, like, cartographers, like, looking at the map.
Yo, how did people do maps?
Okay.
Like, dude, like, have you ever looked at, like, a map from the 14th century and just, like, what the fuck?
As a cartographist,
please tell me, dude.
No, a lot of these people that were using, like, very strange projections. Like, they would know roughly how far inland it was from the sea. But their only basis of understanding was the sea in comparison to the land. So there was no, like, topography when it came to maps in, like, the 14th and 15th century because they didn't know how to draw mountains. They didn't know how to draw hills. It was 2D. They were drawing on paper. They're like, this is land, and then the blue one is water. Or, like, the spotted. So that was the whole basis of, like, how they did that. And because people would take different measurements using, like, better tools, which I don't think there were ever really, like, any innovative tools for making maps until, like, the telescope.
Yeah, like, I don't even understand how they got that view of the area around them.
It was a lot of, like, guys just sitting down with compasses. Like, this is this measurement. We take this angle projection. We measure it up to where the land meets the sea. We go to the clock tower in the middle square of wherever. And then we go down to the point that we know on the South Sea. And then they just try to calculate it so they don't actually have to go down there and measure it with tape. You know what I mean?
Holy shit. So they would just, like, go randomly get latitude, longitude, and then they would like mark it down.
They wouldn't even have
that. That makes so much fucking sense. They wouldn't even
have longitude and latitude. We're not even around until like the early 1700s, I think.
So then how does it work with the compass?
Because they go with angles. So if they say Seaport, I'm just making up, Seaport 1 is 50 miles away in south-southwest. And then they say Bridgeport is 80 miles dead south. They won't go and measure like the little like creeks around it. They'll just do a solid line because they don't know unless they take other data points. So that's how you find like satellite maps are actually much more pinpointed because they're able to take in a larger data set. And when you're making maps, it's all about that data set.
Right.
You want to have a more refined area and border of land against sea. So that's why like a lot of the early maps are very boxy. Cause just dude, a guy just
like
going to like
map, like maps in general, like that were done without satellite imagery or planes. Like that it's insane, dude.
Because you would have people standing on top of like buildings with a telescope and they'll be like, they'll pay like a kid, like five, whatever schmeckles.
Yeah.
He's like, I want you to go like 150 miles south to this town. And on Saturday at 8 o'clock at night, I want you to go up to the clock tower and shine this mirror. And I'm going to look from my telescope here. And then at that point, I'll be able to figure out how far it is or like how it's passing or something like that. There was a lot of things that went on like that. So like, I just want you to measure how many miles, like how many feet were supposed to be the length of a foot originally.
Yeah.
So it's like, I want you to count how many feet it is to that town. And I want you to document it and measure it. So that way we can have this data set, really. That's all maps are, is just more refined data sets.
It's crazy.
Because every year we're coming out with a more refined map.
It's so impressive.
It is, man. It is. And the craziest part now is that we have so many projections because of the world as a globe, it is impossible to get to a 2D figure accurately. So there's so many projections of map now. I think there's 14 used average, and some are used for different reasons. But I mean, the main one that we all know, I don't even remember the actual name of it, but it's for like classroom teaching because it gives a decent size of everything. But then you have certain ones that make make Antarctica the entire top strip and the entire bottom strip. Yeah, I see all like
the fallacies in
there. Yeah. But those are all maps still used scientifically.
Yeah.
Like that one that you saw,
yeah.
It's not accurate for Antarctica. It's still used in, I don't know what practice, but all of these 14 models are still actively used to track different things.
Right.
And I forget what they're used to track for, but I do remember, like, I don't know if it's the Mercator map, but that's the one that's usually used in elementary schools to teach, like, actual countries and everything. But it was a really cool, like, Phantom Atlas, actually. I'm sorry. I really enjoyed talking.
Yeah, I thought it would be more exciting. It was not as exciting as I thought. But, like, looking at a map from when people didn't have that technology, that is like an experience. Hearing someone talk about that was not an experience.
I had a great time.
I'm glad you did. I was like, blow my socks off. and they were not blown off. I was like, well,
yeah,
that's disappointing. I thought the map makers were a lot cooler. How sad.
Yeah.
Also, I kind of tuned out because I just had this image of, like, machine gun kangaroos, like, rampaging. Don't know why. Just 2020 vibes, I guess.
August.
Yeah, August. Dude, I'm just like, machine gun kangaroo. Fuck. Like, it's happening.
It might be.
Oh, God, dude. Apocalypse Now.
Apocalypse
That got really dry at the end.
What do you mean? Like, not funny?
No, I think it's just like, maybe not dry, but calm. I think calm's a better word. I'm in a good place right now. So like, I'm like, very happy right now.
So am I, man. And we hope you are too, listeners.
Yeah, I hope you guys learned something about maps, because I did not. I tuned right out. Sorry about that.
It's all good.
But I hope you guys did.
All right. We have to leave now. Song of the day is whichever one I put in there later.
Nailed it.
I don't know. Song of the day really isn't that important. No one listens to the playlist.
No one listens to the podcast.
All right.
Fuck.
Bye, guys. See you later.
My Corona.
Yay!